Welcome to our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. Today we have Venkatesh SG, Senior Vice President of our Customer Success Group at Suntech, or SG as he likes to be called, joining us to talk a little bit about a very important part of product deployment and project management, which is basically an approach to requirements risk management. And what does it mean to customers, to providers, especially in the context of a world that is changing, where customer demands are becoming, you know, more acute. Banks and organizations are having to respond to those, and software is becoming more complex. So in the context of this entire journey that happens, right from the customer needs to the solving of the problems in a very complex kind of a world and with complex software, it'll be great, SD, if you give us some kind of a background or backdrop of the origins of requirements risk, how this whole thing came about, and how they kind of are mapping to the ambitions that customers have today for their customers in turn.
Hello, Peter. Thanks for inviting me to this podcast. The question is absolutely relevant every day of our life, in the sense that every new customer who wants to start this journey has similar question in their on their mind. And then even the existing customers who are already live with some of our modules are constantly thinking about expanding their footprint on our platform, and they come back with a very similar question. Now, if you want me to articulate the top three reasons, the first thing that comes to my mind is not focusing on the business outcomes of the entire solution and looking at requirements from a narrow perspective. This kind of leads us to a place where there are a lot of detailed requirements in terms of the how part of it, but not so much focus is given to the business value delivery. I think projects that focus a lot more on business value delivery tend to get their requirements more compact, more focused, more holistic, and more importantly, more implementable. The second one typically that banks and other institutions run into is trying to replicate an existing system. With all the inefficiencies of the existing system and the limitations, they expect the new system also to behave in exactly the same manner, because they are reluctant to change their existing business processes. This is recipe for disaster. When they acquire a platform like Accelerate, which is running in global large banks, the out-of-the-box practices and processes are good enough, or in fact, usually much better than their existing processes. And organizations should be very open to using the application out of the box rather than trying to adapt it, replicate it to their existing practices. Over automation upfront, being overzealous about automation and putting the entire program at risk at times, at, you know, that kind of overemphasis on automation is another reason why programs get into trouble, and this poses a big requirements risk. Why are we in this place? Clearly, the customer expectation on hyper-personalization is growing, and the requirements hence are becoming complex. These are all good things that are happening out there in the industry, good trends that we see out there. We have to cope up to this kind of a challenge being thrown to us by the industry, but then we also have to remain focused on business value delivery and the outcomes, and not get lost in requirements for the sake of requirements. That essentially is the summary of the origin of this problem, Peter.
Super. So, SD, even as businesses evolve and, you know, things become more complex, I think what I hear you saying is that ultimately the customer, or the customer's customer, is at the heart of the issue, because ultimately banks want to make sure that, you know, they have this bunch of loyal customers with them, and they are offering the appropriate solutions to them so that, you know, they remain as part of the part of the bank's customer base. So we can't get away from this, but What, in your experience, and you've got a lot of experience in deploying similar solutions, are some of the best practices that our customers are deploying, which kind of enables them to meet the requirement and not lead to delayed or failed projects?
Again, a very good question, Peter. Let me start with the number one critical success factor, and that is to start any implementation from the reference implementation that we hold. For example, in Accelerate, we have a reference implementation that pretty much captures the best practices that we see globally across our banks in different segments, large, small, medium. What we have done is we have distilled the best practices that we have seen in these implementations, and we have created a reference implementation. And we strongly suggest our clients to start with the reference implementation and look at the very small tweaks that they may require to adapt it to their requirements, and not necessarily start with requirements from ground up, because they may not be able to derive the maximum value from a platform like Accelerate, because the reference implementation essentially makes sure that all the capabilities that are there in the platform are already packaged in a way that the bank can deploy it straight away. So number one, start with the reference implementation and then build upon it and try to stick to the reference implementation as closely as practical. The other one, very closely related to this concept, is the adopt versus adapt. Clearly, there are existing systems that I just discussed earlier that many banks want to replicate on the new platform. Clearly a bad idea. So they must focus on adapting what is there in the application and not really twist the application out of shape to suit their existing processes and requirements. Many times, the challenge that we see is the requirements are worked upon in such a detailed manner that they put the go live of the application itself at risk. Typically, over automation, typically focusing on too many of the accounting challenges, where they have to preferably adopt to the application out of the box and not necessarily worry about twisting and turning the application. I think a pragmatic approach to requirements is probably one of the best practices that I strongly recommend. The other one is, many times the requirements are designed to cater for inefficiencies in an upstream or a downstream application that itself leads to bloated requirements in the current platform and the application. Certainly not a great idea for the long term, because each of the applications have their own roles and responsibilities, and shifting that to another application makes the entire system and the value chain very inefficient. Of course, like I keep saying, continuous improvement and automation is a journey. People should not focus on getting it completely up to scratch in the very first implementation, very first phase. They should go live with whatever is the capability required for the first phase. They should focus on the business value delivery, and of course, on a continuous basis, focus on getting the automation and the improvement initiatives going, and not drag on the first implementation or the first phase to an extent where go live itself becomes a risk. It is a balance between getting the solution perfect versus putting the entire go live and the business value delivery itself at risk. These, I would say, are the top best practices, Peter, that one has to keep in mind to make a success out of the entire implementation.
Thanks, SG. I think these are some very pragmatic solutions that you've provided. And I think it would do well for every customer to look at how they can implement this in a timely and planned manner, so that there are no unnecessary delays, requirements don't creep up, and that ultimately, you know, causing the project to derail or even to get delayed. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. And thank you, SG, for your valuable insights. Stay tuned for our next episode. This is your host, Peter York, signing off.